Dmitri backed toward a point where he could observe the entire bedroom at a glance. His body broke the sensors of the double doors, which led to the balcony, and they slid aside. Dmitri's heart raced in a panic, and he broke out in a cold sweat. Swinging his head to and fro, he was frantic to spot the source of his impending doom. Backing onto the balcony, Dmitri glanced overhead, ensuring the attack wasn't launched from overhead. Hundreds of meters up, the dome's transparent panels filtered Crimsa's weak pink light. Aurelia sensed her tormentor's full-blown dread. A small voice inside her mind screamed at her to stop, but there was no turning back once she'd started. Instead, Aurelia pushed, sending the horror created by sensing creatures crawling over the skin. Dmitri wouldn't receive her imagery, but he would be overwhelmed by the unsettling and unreasonable feeling of his skin under attack. The more Aurelia saw Dmitri swipe at his arms and face and heard him whimper, the harder she pushed. She was desperate to end her torture and had no thought for the outcome of her actions. Dmitri wailed and pleaded for the terror to cease, but the more he cried, the worse it got. His heart pounded in his chest and sweat rolled down his face. An overwhelming desire to end the nightmare engulfed him. Relief lay only meters below. Succumbing to the sweet temptation, Dmitri leaned against the railing and tumbled over. As he fell to the rocked walkway below, he thought with relief, "Now it will end." Aurelia ran to the balcony and stared at the body below. Blood from Dmitri's crushed skull splattered the walkway. Her eyes darted around the ground, searching for witnesses. Spying none, she raced back through the bedroom into the corridor beyond. In her panic, she could think of only one place of sanctuary, her mother's quarters, one floor up. She ran down the corridor, accessed the disguised actuator, and dashed through the hidden panel as it opened. She raced up the servants' back stairs, which ended at the third floor. Tripping the hidden catch to open the door to the family's quarters, she burst into the room, crying. Aurelia's mother, Helena, was brushing the hair of her younger daughter, Sasha, and Aurelia's distraught emotions were broadcasting so strongly that Sasha broke into tears. Helena hushed Sasha, sending her to the girl's bedroom, and hurried to embrace Aurelia. Through tears and sobs, Aurelia told her story, her entire story. The months of sordid transgressions by Dmitri, despite the governor's admonitions, and the nephew's perverse intentions only moments ago that had caused her to rebel.
"Mother, I pushed with all I had," Aurelia wailed. "All the darkness he ever visited on me, I returned tenfold. He cried and screamed and begged, and still I didn't stop. He backed into the balcony railing and fell over."
Helena held Aurelia, miserable at the thought of what her beautiful and sensitive daughter had endured. "How badly is he injured, daughter?"
"There was blood everywhere, Mother. It came from his head, and his skull was oddly shaped."
Cold fear struck Helena's heart, and she fought to prevent her emotions transmitting to her daughter. Both of her daughters were sensitives, empaths, as was she. Young Sasha had already exceeded her mother's power, and Aurelia surpassed her capabilities by the time she was 9. Thereafter, year over year, her older daughter only grew stronger. The governor had hoped that Aurelia could attenuate Dmitri's darkness and promote a sense of well-being. But neither Helena nor the governor imagined the nephew possessed the deviant proclivities Aurelia described, or that he would employ blackmail to silence her.
"You must run, Aurelia," Helena urged her daughter. "No good can come of this. Dmitri belongs to one of the dome's premier families. They will demand justice, and the governor will be forced to offer them a sacrifice in hopes he can keep his secret. Your only hope is to run. You must make it to the L and escape to the station, but don't go to security. Trust no one until you reach harbor aboard the Honora Bell."
While Helena raced to open a hidden panel, artfully concealed inside a clothing closet.